I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak with you today, although I'm sorry I can't be with you in person. Still, it's a pleasure to be able to speak on behalf of Providence St. Mel High School, a place that Nancy and I remember very fondly. We heard about this small school in Chicago's West Side, whose graduates often go on to attend some of the nation's finest colleges and universities. We'd been told about the school's outstanding achievements under extremely difficult circumstances, and we were determined to see it for ourselves. We did visit Providence St. Mel. It was everything we'd heard about it and more. Here in the center of one of our nation's biggest cities, students were being taught the traditional American values of hard work, self-reliance, and self-discipline in quiet and orderly classrooms. This school proved to me once again that quality education is still possible when old-fashioned values are joined with a caring and committed group of teachers. The Providence St. Mel story is an exciting and moving one, which I want you to hear more about. It's no accident that we, who are the freest people on earth, have an educational system unrivaled in the history of civilization. We know that knowledge and freedom are inseparable. Public and private institutions together sustain the diversity that has made our culture rich. Train up a child in the way he should go, Solomon wrote, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. We who, for this brief time, serve as guardians of the future, bear that responsibility toward the rising generation of Americans. I hope you'll join other leaders in a board of governors to assure the long-range growth and stability of Providence St. Mel. And I urge you or your company to help the school meet its more immediate financial needs. You have an opportunity to make a very real contribution to some bright and hopeful youngsters, to your community, and to the future of America. Thank you for your support of this fine school and for enriching the heart and spirit of our nation.